We'll go into the Board of Trustee Committee reports. We'll start with Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities, and turn it over to the Chair, Ed McMillan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The meeting of the Audit, Budget, Facilities, and Finance Committee was held at 1 p.m. on Monday, November the 3rd, 2014. Members of the committee present and constituting a quorum are McMillan, Courts, Montgomery, and Strobel. Also, Trustee McKeever was present. The minutes of the committee meeting of September 3rd, 2014 were approved without corrections or additions. Vice President of Academic Affairs, Christophe Pierre, made a presentation on the context for the fiscal year 2016 tuition. Executive Associate Chancellor Michael Redding, Professor and University Librarian Mary Case, Vice Chancellor and Administrative Services Mark Donovan presented a draft resolution in support of the University of Illinois at Chicago's response to the Barack Obama Foundation's request for proposal. Director of Capital Financing Bob Blankenhorn presented certificates of participation and auxiliary facilities system revenue bond refunding items for debt service savings. Dr. Charles Tucker presented the renaming of the Institute of Genomic Biology in Urbana. Senior Associate Vice President Mike Bass presented six capital and real estate items for consideration, which we'll have today. Executive Assistant Vice President Heather Haberacker presented one purchase recommendation. Mr. Bass also presented amendments to the university derivatives use policy and agreements with regard to Prairie Land Energy Incorporated. Executive Director of University of Audits, Julie Zomaitis, presented the internal audit activity for the quarter ended September 30, 2014. Vice President Knorr updated the committee on the status of the state appropriations receivable, recent rating agency actions, and the upcoming meeting of the Legislative Audit Commission in Springfield. He notified the committee of an expected investment in Illinois Ventures Technology Fund 3 and of the disclosure options of the university in connection with the SEC Municipal Disclosure Cooperation Initiatives. An executive session was called at 2:40, and the meeting was reconvened and then adjourned at 2:55. Remind the board that there are 13 items for board considerations today. Item 11, which is renaming the Institute of Genomic Biology in Urbana. Item 12, to amend the derivatives use policy. Item 13, the resolution in support of the University of Illinois at Chicago response to the Barack Obama Foundation request for proposal. Item 14, delegate authority to the Vice President, CFO, and Controller to refund outstanding certificates of participation. Item 15, to delegate authority to the Vice President, CFO, and Controller to refund outstanding auxiliary facilities system revenue bonds. Item 16, to increase the project budget and award contract for addition and renovation of the Chemistry Annex building in Urbana. Item 17, award contracts for renovation and addition to the State Farm Center in Urbana. Item 18, increase project budget and award contract for a gas boiler replacement at the Abbott Power Plant in Urbana. Item 19, employ construction manager for the renovation of Everett Laboratory in Urbana. Item 20, lease for cost grants and contracts and sponsored programs in Urbana. Item 21, agreement with Prairie Land Energy, Inc. Item 22, increase in project budget, first floor renovation and fire protection mobilization, library and health services in Chicago. And finally, item 23, purchase recommendations. The next meeting will be held of the committee on Monday, January 3rd, 2015 at 1 p.m. That concludes my presentation, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you, Ed. Are there any questions for the committee? Thank you very much. We'll turn to the next committee, which is Governance, Personnel, and Ethics, and we'll ask the Chair, Pam Strobel, to report out.
Thank you. The Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met on October 30th, 2014 via video conference at the Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield campuses with Trustees Fitzgerald, Hasera, Montgomery, Cave, and myself in attendance. We first approved the minutes of the last meeting that had been held on August 28th, 2014, and then we reviewed and have for recommendation today items that are within the purview of the committee. Those are appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff, and the appointment of an interim vice chancellor for student affairs in Springfield. Those are on our regular agenda, items 5 and 6. Dr. Donald Chambers, professor of biochemistry and molecular genetics at Chicago, provided a presentation from the faculty on shared governance in a time of transition and goals of the University Senate's conference for 2014-2015. We then heard from Dr. Shook, who gave us a presentation and update on UI Labs. It was excellent timing because earlier that day there had been a very well-attended press conference at the facility, and Senator Durbin, Governor Quinn, Mayor Emanuel were in attendance. Under old business, we discussed the governing documents review process. The proposed changes have been formally presented to the University Senate's conference with the request that their recommendations be made before the February meeting of Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee, and we hope that President Easter will then present these changes at the board meeting scheduled for March 12th. And we commended the faculty, Senate's conferences, and in particular Nick Berbulis for all of the hard work that's gone into that review. I provided an update on the presidential search, which is on track, and an appointment should be made by the end of the semester. President Easter gave an update on the search for the chancellor at Chicago and said that interviews may be scheduled sometime around Thanksgiving. Under new business, we reviewed and discussed the results of the trustee self-evaluation. Trustees felt that the board had met or exceeded its goals in most areas, although we did briefly discuss areas of improvement. The committee then met in executive session to discuss the recommendation pertaining to the release of sequestered minutes from Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee meetings, and the committee voted in open session to approve the recommendation to disclose certain minutes pertaining to one matter discussed in executive session pursuant to the Open Meetings Act. The next meeting of the committee is scheduled for January 8th, 2015 at 1 p.m. That's my
report. Thank you. Any questions? Okay, thank you. We'll turn to the University Healthcare System Committee and ask the chair, Dr. Timothy Kortz, to report.
Thank you, Chairman Kennedy. University Healthcare System Committee met on November 3rd via video conference at locations in Urbana, Chicago, Springfield, and Rockford. All committee members were in attendance, trustees Estrada, Fitzgerald, Free, Leibowitz, and myself. First, in my report, a brief synopsis of hospital news. As you are probably aware, the nursing strike was avoided thanks to an 11th-hour agreement reached on 21 October, causing a minimum disruption to patient care. CEO Dr. Gosht complimented his team on how everyone came together to formulate a plan of action would the strike have occurred, and I think it is appropriate to recognize these people publicly for their yeoman's work and extra hours put in the interest of patient safety and patient well-being. Of note, that same team has been repeating those efforts in formulating a plan should Ebola arrive at our doorstep. Hospital financial news is both good and bad. We had a good first quarter in that inpatient census was up, and we had a noticeable increase in visits at Miles Square. Some overdue bills were paid, boosting days cash in hand from 103 up to 151. But operating margin is down due to basically decrease in reimbursement rates, as alluded to by Vice President Knorr in his presentation. And these reimbursement rates decrease faster than cost decreases, and increased volume can compensate. I should mention that our Medicaid managed care program, UI Health Plus, is well underway, and it is a business strategy to help mitigate the drops in Medicaid reimbursement. Avijit stated his concern that he has an increase in gray hair since taking on the new role as hospital CEO, but I reassured him that's just an occupational hazard of any job in the medical profession. The balance of our meeting was spent discussing one of today's proposed agenda items, number 9, a hard copy of which has been placed at your desk. Chancellor Wise presented to the committee via video conference from Taiwan. A big thank you to her and to all the board office staff for making that logistical magnum opus happen. And Phyllis, your 3 a.m. start time was good practice if you should ever decide to take up duck hunting. Chancellor Wise presented the financial and governance plan for the proposed independent engineering-based medical school on the UIUC campus. A sizable part of the financing would be from Carle Health System, reportedly around $100 million over 10 years. Among the materials that Chancellor Wise provided to the committee included letters of support that would indicate strong faculty interest in this program on the UIUC campus. Dr. Azar, Dean of the Medical School, then presented an alternative plan to bring greater emphasis of engineering and big data to our current medical school. His vision centers around the creation of an Illinois Translational Bioengineering Institute, which would involve all existing medical school campuses and the engineering capabilities on both the UIC and UIUC campuses. Cost estimates for this endeavor over the long term were in the $50 million range, sources from college, institutional, and philanthropy. Committee members all agreed to endorse the proposal going forward to the full board for a vote. And if I could just briefly digress, just a short explanation of the mechanism of approval for the UIUC proposal. Initially, and I correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Keyes, Dr. Easter, but by statute, initially requires campus senate on the individual campus to okay the idea, which has been accomplished. That goes to university senate's conference, which is where the proposal is right now. They function as advisory to the president, who would then bring his recommendations to the board in March as per this proposal. If that is approved by the board, then it goes to the Illinois Board of Higher Education for their approval, and then on to the Liaison Committee of Medical Education of the American Association of Medical Colleges. So how's that for bureaucracy? And I'm not saying I'm against the long thought out process. In other business, the committee reviewed other agenda items, specifically number 10, amend the University of Illinois Hospital medical staff bylaws. Number 22, increase project budget, first floor renovation and fire protection modernization, Library of the Health Sciences, Chicago. 23, approve purchase recommendation, which is $21 million over 7 years, College of Applied Health Sciences, Biomedical and Health Information Services, which would supply necessary materials to the rapidly expanding Health Informatics graduate program. And finally, we did review the Wolcott Wooden Taylor issue, which has already been approved by the board. The committee felt all agenda items should go to the full board for vote. Next meeting, January 5th, 2015, approximately 3 p.m., and I'd be happy to take any questions.
Trustee Kors, can I make a minor modification in what you reported, and that is that the preliminary report, just like what we presented to you in September, is what's been approved by our Academic Senate. And right now, It is getting exactly what you got on your November 3rd meeting, and it's being deliberated by each of the committees and will be brought forward to President Easter.
Okay, thank you for that clarification.
Just a comment on the comment you made about letters of support. You said faculty. I think the letters of support were beyond faculty.
I don't know if that's been supplied in your materials, but the committee members received in their information package for the committee meeting copies of the approximately 25 letters or so you had received. Maybe
it's quite that many, but it was a significant number, and you're right, it was from a variety of leaders across the country who are involved in biomedically oriented initiatives and engineering-driven initiatives.
But one of those letters included a letter from Urbana faculty with multiple signatures of faculty members. Mm-hmm. And I took the liberty in our committee meeting of paraphrasing Dean Cangelaris, who's the Dean of the College of Engineering at Urbana. Subsequently thought maybe it's prudent to speak with him to make sure that I didn't misquote. With Dr. Easter's okay, I phoned Dean Cangelaris, and interestingly enough, he's extremely supportive, but he made the comment that he feels in order to keep the College of Engineering as cutting edge and one of the top engineering institutions in the United States, they need to embrace biomedical engineering in a big way. He feels that that's a very important part of the future of the College of Engineering.
So, Tim, would you just give me a quick and dirty on what is U of I Health First?
Oh, sure. Basically, you're familiar with the concept of managed care versus fee-for-service?
Absolutely.
Medicine, okay. The state is pushing for a lot of the Medicaid dollars to go to managed care entities as opposed to just fee-for-service. Our group has decided to enter the arena, feeling that if we didn't, we could be left out of a lot of the basically ability to care for Medicaid patients and the revenue that comes from that. So the UI Health Plus is our managed care product, in other words, our capitated. Jerry, you could probably explain this better than I, but.
You're doing a pretty good job, Tim. So because of legislation in the state of Illinois, it's mandated that at least half of the Medicaid patients in the state be moved to a managed care product. And that will entail almost every Medicaid patient in the city of Chicago. So as a result of that, the state asked that they put out sort of an RFP that you could form an accountable care entity, or what we call an ACE. And that entity then serves as this managed care product in which we would now we would go away from a fee-for-service model into a capitated per member per month fee.
Thank you.
We're official. We are that. We've mm-hmm. got approval from the state to go forward with that. And we will go to a capitated rate in about almost 2 years. So we have 2 years' time in order to make sure this works.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Bauman. Other questions, comments?
Thank you. Trustee Quartz,
yes, ma'am.
Since we're adding verbiage to the minutes, what is omitted in terms of your summary is that President Easter asked the UIC campus to create an alternative to the UIUC Private College of Medicine, one that would not create another college within the structure of the university, and one that would be a win-win. So there is also that proposal that is receiving applause as well.
No
so
stone unturned.
We're very clear.
Right.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Okay, thank you.